Now, what effect do slow internet speeds have for Australia's connectivity to the rest of the world? Now, it's been a hot-button topic for a long time over across a couple of different elections. Labor previously proposed that the National Broadband Network, the NBN, would have fibre to the premise as a model, and that would increase internet speeds and connectivity across the nation. When the Coalition came in 2013, it decided to remain with a slower but cheaper fibre to the node. FTTN is what we're talking about. Now, a recent report by content delivery network Akamai, and it's a regular report they do, it shows that Australia's average peak connection speed of around 30 megabits per second was 30th in the world in the quarter ending September 2013, but now 60th in the world. It means that a lot of Aussies aren't able to access the internet as quickly as possible. So what needs to be done about the better connectivity? Now, here to talk to us about connecting Australia is Dr. Mark Gregory, Senior Lecturer at the School of Engineering at RMIT. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, I know this has been gone over a lot, but just very quickly in top line, how does fibre to the premise differ from fibre to the node?
Well, the key things that we get out of fibre to the premise are better connection speeds at lower prices over the longer term. And as fibre, of course, is a new technology and copper is an older technology, with fibre we've got a 50 to 80 year lifetime from the time that it's put in. And so that means over time we can just keep changing the boxes at both ends of the fibre as new technologies come along, and we'll get much more life out of that piece of fibre.
Right. And so is the rollout likely to be quicker? Are more Australians going to get connected faster?
Well, no, the rollout is not going to be quicker because we've got to put the fibre down streets and into people's homes.
Mm.
But the reality is that the time that it would take to roll out fibre in Australia versus the time that it would take to upgrade the copper is only going to be different by a couple of years. And when you really look at it, I think that most people would prefer to wait to get a better outcome that's going to last longer than to use a copper technology.
So, look, Australia plummeting down that kind of scale when we're talking about average peak connection speed. 60th in the world is quite low. What's actually happened to make us drop those spaces in those few years? Is it all about our infrastructure, or is it the world just getting ahead of us?
Well, the important thing is what you've just identified, in that around the world, most countries are now rolling out fibre. And we saw at the end of last year that 60.6% of all new connections to networks were fibre to the premise. And so Australia has decided to go the other way and to actually upgrade and then replace our old copper connections with fibre to the node. And so that means that other countries are actually improving faster than what we are. We're definitely improving our broadband speeds, but we're not improving as fast as other countries. And having fibre means you've got better connection speeds, and also you can have more capacity. So you get rid of those evening blues where everyone is on at the same time, and we end up with this massive congestion problem that we've got in Australia.
Look, I was going to ask about that, because for a lot of people, when we talk about high internet speeds, they think of it as a business issue, not a home issue. You know, the average person probably just wants to watch a bit of Netflix, maybe a bit of online gaming, but it does have a real effect for homes as well, doesn't it?
Oh, most certainly. Now that we've got the Netflix effect in force, and that is people trying to watch movies or videos online. As you said, people trying to play games. But it also affects business and their ability to download and upload content. Because we've got to remember that more and more people are working from home today. There are more small businesses working from home today. And it's all about being able to compete in the global digital economy. And as Australia falls further and further behind, we become less attractive as a destination for business.
Interesting stuff, Mark. Look, also, just to ask, you talked at the start about the upgradability of fibre to the premises. Is there sort of a technology that might just leapfrog FTTP?
No, there's not. At this stage, it's the technology that's going to take us forward for coming decades. If you put a piece of fibre into the ground today, it's going to be good for 50 to 80 years. It doesn't use electricity like the copper technologies. It's much cheaper to operate. And so therefore, there's many good reasons about getting that fibre into the ground as soon as possible. And that's the decision that's been taken around the rest of the world. And so we're seeing all of our major competitors utilising or moving towards fibre to the premises today. And if Australia doesn't make the decision and actually get into this process of putting fibre into the ground, well, then we're just going to keep falling further behind our competitors. And after a while, you know, we're going to move towards becoming a third world digital country. So that's not a good result, and that's not what we want.
Not at all, Mark. Thank you very much for chatting to us on Breakfast this morning.
My pleasure.